It is another election year for South Africans as we go to the polls later this year in local government elections. And in the coming weekend, the first round leading up to the elections take place. The first of the registration weekends take place on Saturday and Sunday. A call has been made for all South Africans to register to ensure when it is election time, all our voices are heard. This week, we will put the focus on elections every day and speak this afternoon to Independent Electoral Commission Senior Manager for Electoral Matters, Granville Abrams. Good afternoon to you and welcome to the program. Granville, good afternoon to you and welcome to the program. There seems to be a problem over there with the line, so we're going to try to get Granville with us back in just a short while. Earlier on the program, we asked you the question about service delivery, and I raised the issue of our roads and Extension 9 being painted, all the curve and the pavements. You said that does this in any way hold any, cut any ice for you? Anyway, as we said, that it is election year, and elections will be taking place in a few months' time. You need to register for that. To joining us on the line from the Independent Electoral Commission, we have Granville Abrams. Granville, good day to you and welcome to the program. Granville, good day to you and welcome to the program.
Thank you once again, and thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for joining us. Let's get into the nitty-gritties with regards to registration and voting. Who can register to vote?
Well, first of all, I'd like to invite each and every South African citizen, because it's their privilege. As a South African citizen, you'd be eligible to apply for registration if you are 16 years or older. And the reason why I'm saying 16 years is because you would then be hopefully in possession of a green barcoded ID book, which is required for you to register.
Okay, so that is the basic requirement. What are the dates and hours for the first registration weekend?
The first registration weekend takes place this weekend on the 5th and 6th of March between the hours of 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. the evening.
And how important is it for voters to register?
Well, it's most important. You know, we our theme for this year is for this election in 2016 is that your tomorrow is in your hands, and this says it all. If you want to have a say in your future, then you need to participate.
And what are the requirements for registration, including what you need to take with?
Yes. Well, first of all, you need to be South African citizen, as I said. You need to be 16 years or older. Be in possession of either one of the following, a green barcoded ID book or the smart ID card, which is being issued nowadays. If you don't have any one of those, or you may have lost them, then you may go to Home Affairs and reapply, because if your ID book has gotten lost or destroyed. But then please ask them to issue you with a temporary identity certificate. The temporary identity certificate will be issued immediately, and in most cases is valid for 2 months. And this would then also be acceptable as documentation for your application.
Yes, so that is important. Where can one find information about whether you've already registered or not and other relevant information?
No, sure. Well, to make it easier, you can do it, first of all, from your cell phone, from your mobile phone. If you SMS your ID number without any spaces to 32810, you will get a response which will basically tell you where you are currently registered. It is, however, very important to ensure that even though you are registered, that you are registered correctly, and we can come back to that. One of the other ways is to visit our website at elections.org.za, and the menus there will navigate you through the different options. You can either go and check your registration status, or if you're not registered or already registered, you may then type in your address on the voting station finder app, which will then identify the voting station where you may update your details this weekend. Alternatively, if you have a landline, a telecom landline, you may call toll-free to our contact center with a range of queries that they are equipped to answer, including your registration status and where your registration venue should be for this weekend.
So if you voted, you know, in the 2014 national elections and you're going to be in the same place, is it really necessary to check up whether everything is in order, or can you take it for granted that, you know, I voted there, I know that I'm not moving to any other place, I'm going to vote at the same center, so I should be registered?
Well, first of all, let's just look at the person who has moved. I think it's important for those who have moved house or relocated that they should definitely go and check their status and if they registered in the correct venue. Even if you have not moved at all, because of the fact that in preparation for this election, the Demarcation Board have looked at ward boundaries and they may have redemarcated your ward boundary. Now, once they've redemarcated your ward boundary, the IEC may have been necessary for them to realign our voting district boundaries. And this realignment of voting district boundaries could potentially have moved your voting station or your voting district for that matter. So it's important just to have a look to check by using these different measures. Alternatively, you could also go to your voting station over the weekend to check the roll and just to confirm with the officials present, they will also be able to direct you accordingly.
Okay, so that is important. So we appreciate you sharing the information with us.
Thanks a lot. Maybe just lastly, to emphasize the importance of being registered in the correct VD, voting district, what we call a VD. We are preparing for a local government election. And if you are not in the correct voting district, even though the voting station may be accessible to you, you may potentially find yourself in a situation whereby you are currently registered in the incorrect ward. And when you go and vote, you may end up voting for a councillor that may not represent your interest in that specific ward. So for a local government election, it's very, very essential that we ensure that we are in the correct voting district and, most importantly, ward.
Yes, I think that is a very, very important point that you've highlighted. Thanks, sir, for sharing it with us.
I thank you.
Have a good evening. Bye.
Thanks.
That was Granville Abrams from the IEC speaking about the importance of a registration. Have you checked up on it? We will continue highlighting the various ways in which you can check up on how to register.